Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the virtue of making other people happy, filling the hearts of other people with happiness. Right? We have a lot of beautiful traditions narrated from the infallibles regarding this virtue. So in this tradition, the Imam says the following: by the one whose hearing encompasses all voices. Imam Ali alayhi salam swears by God and then says, no sooner does one fill somebody else's heart with happiness than Allah creates a special grace for him from that very happiness. And so when you make somebody happy, obviously when we say make somebody happy, we mean within the parameters and within the confines of Islamic law. I mean, we're not talking about making somebody happy through unlawful and un-Islamic means. Right? So you gave somebody a nice gift, you presented him with, some assistance that he required, and in this way, he became happy. You said something nice to him, you smiled at him, it could be something so small and insignificant as that. But in any case, you made the person happy. Once the moment that you make this person happy and you fill his heart with happiness, Allah creates from that happiness a grace, some kind of the actual word that the Imam uses is lutf. Right? Lutf can be translated as grace, it could be translated as assistance, or it can be translated in other ways. God Almighty gives you a gift. That gift, that grace, that blessing, that assistance is such that when this person, when he is faced with a calamity, the grace will pass over it like water flows over a slope until this grace chases it away as wild camels are chased away. Meaning when you make somebody happy, when you fill the person's heart with happiness, Allah will give you a grace. And then later on, right, that grace will assist you when you become afflicted with some problem. For example, let's say you're about to lose your job, or let's say you're about to get sick, or let's say that, something is going to happen to one of your family members. That grace will prevent that calamity from occurring, prevent it from occurring from you, right? So it's not such that this happiness that you've created for this person is going to have an otherworldly reward for you in the hereafter. You might even see its effects in this world, when you become afflicted, or you're about to become afflicted with some problem, that good deed that you did, it can prevent it from occurring. Right? This is perhaps why this importance of placing happiness in other people's hearts is probably why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated to have said, there is a place in paradise called the House of Happiness, which none shall enter except those who cheered up the orphans from amongst the believers. Right? Of course, this is a hadith with specifically regard to making orphans happy, but it's also an instance of what we were talking about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of making other people happy in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد